It's 30th day of March, 2026. Today is a regular meeting of the Marion County Commissioners Court. This meeting was posted with the county clerk, Ms. Kimberly Wise, on the 24th day of March, 2026 at 9:51 a.m. Today present is myself, County Judge Legal Clerk, Commissioner Precinct 1, Mr. J.R. Ashley, Commissioner Precinct 2, Mr. Jake Patterson, Commissioner Precinct 3, Paul D. Whitman, Commissioner Precinct 4, Mr. Chair Darley. First thing we start with every meeting is a prayer, and then we follow that up with a pledge, so please stand. Commissioner Lee, if you would lead us in prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to be able to come this morning to court here and represent the county, Lord. Help us to be able to take care of the needs and business of the county, Lord, and your way, Lord, your eyes. Help us to make wise decisions, Lord, and forgive us for our sin. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. We have one person signed up for public participation on agenda item 14. Ms. Parsons, would you like to wait until agenda item 14, or would you like to speak now?
What would you like for me to do?
It matters not to me.
I'll wait for the agenda item.
All right, we will move to item number one, the consent agenda.
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion by Ashley, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number two, entering to minutes, Public Information Act, Open Meetings Act, training certificates for Mandy Moore, Justice Peace Precinct number two. Those are duly entered. No action taken on item number two. Item number three, enter into the minutes. Marion District Clerks Association of Texas certificate of completion for continued education hours as prescribed in section 501.605 of the Texas Government Code for Susan Anderson, Marion County District Clerk. Duly noted. Item number three, no action taken. Item number four, discuss and take any necessary action on accepting the letter of resignation for Justice Peace Precinct number one, Judge Jan Wiesner, Marion County, Texas. Well, I thank you guys for the copy of that. Dear sirs and colleagues, please accept this letter of resignation effective midnight, March 31st, 2026. It has been an honor to represent Marion County as Justice Peace Precinct 1 since January 2023. I have enjoyed serving the citizens of our county and helping to resolve their civil issues, draft notes, Class C citations, as well as many of the duties of a Justice of the Peace. I will make it a priority to make sure there is a smooth transition in training my replacement as needed. It's been a pleasure working with each of you and being a part of Marion County's collaborative team. Respectfully, Judge Jan Wiesner. Judge, I'll make it short, I know. Thank you. Thank you for stepping up and putting yourself out there to the run as a JP. That's the easy part. But thank you for the work. Not just the work you did as Justice of Peace, but as the clerk for Justice Court. That's where the real work is.
And
yeah, we're proud of you. We're proud to work with you. And hopefully we're proud to work with you in the future. Thank you very much for your help. And I would like to make a motion that we accept the letter of resignation of Justice of Peace Precinct number one, Judge Jan Wiesner. Thank you, Judge. I second that motion. Jacob beat you to it.
No, did he?
Motion made by myself, second by Commissioner Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed. Item number five, discuss taking necessary action on appointment of Chuck Roberts as police precinct number one, filling our term April 1, 2026 through December 31st, 2026. Chuck? I was about to say, where's Miss Roberts? Y'all come on in. Bring everybody in here.
You have that paperwork.
Do what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all come on right here. I'm gonna call that the well. Y'all get in here. Y'all come in here. Y'all come in. We want everybody to come in. I don't care if it's crowded or not, folks can stand up. Just come in, see our president, do us down there. Come on in here, Judge. Who else is out there? He don't wanna come in here. He looks like he just left the Thomas. For the forum. Sure? Alright, here we go. Alright, you got your Bible?
Yep.
Good. Put your right hand out of the Bible. You're gonna raise your left hand, go. I'm gonna actually vote that here.
Oh, you're fine, Commissioner.
Alright. I state your name.
I, Chuck Roberts.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I have not directly.
That I have not directly.
Or indirectly paid.
Or indirectly paid.
Offered.
Offered.
Promised to pay.
Promised to pay.
Contributed.
Contributed.
Or promised to contribute.
Or promised to contribute.
Any money or thing of value.
Any money or thing of value.
Or promised any public office.
Or promised any public office.
Or employment.
Or employment.
For the giving.
For the giving.
Or withholding.
Or withholding.
Of a vote.
Of a vote.
At the election.
At the election.
In which I was elected.
In which I was elected.
Or as a reward.
Or as a reward.
To secure my appointment.
To secure my appointment.
Or confirmation.
Or confirmation.
Whichever the case may be.
Whichever the case may be.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Number two. Everyone sign in. I state your name.
I, Chuck Roberts.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The duties of the office.
The duties of office.
Of Justice of the Peace Precinct Number One.
Of Justice of the Peace Precinct Number One.
Of the State of Texas.
Of the State of Texas.
And will.
And will.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution.
The Constitution.
And the laws.
And the laws.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And of this state.
And of this state.
So help me God.
Help me God.
Congratulations, sir.
Alright.
I'm gonna get behind y'all, the commissioners, and y'all are gonna stay right down here, okay? Make sure everybody can see. Can you guys see?
Hi, Tallulah. Hi, babies.
Ken. One more, guys. One more. I forgot.
She's short on the top.
I'm glad we did stay. It works better with pictures.
Say cheese. No, I think I love that one.
Pretty short, folks.
Say cheese.
Congratulations, Judge.
Judge.
Congratulations.
Judge.
Congratulations.
You did so good.
Is that my signature?
No, that's his. You only signed, it was labeled.
I'm glad to be here.
She said it was.
Thank you.
We found all that?
Yes.
Good.
Oh, no, we didn't.
Okay.
No.
I'm gonna make that motion. Item number five.
I'll make the motion that we accept the appointment of Chuck Rodman and just be number one. Fulfill unexpired term April 1st, 2026 through December 31st, 2026.
Second.
Motion made by Ashley, second by Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Glad that's what y'all wanted because we already did it. Item number six, discuss and take in this action order authorized. San Jacinto Day fireworks sales beginning April 16th, 2026, ending midnight, April 21st, 2026, in Marion County, Texas. Gentlemen, if you would put this on the agenda. As you all know, Texas has some very unique holidays, and I think that it is important that we celebrate them all, San Jacinto Day being one of those holidays. I think it's important that we allow people to sell fireworks if they so choose to. Obviously, a burn ban supersedes fireworks sales, so if we're under a burn ban during the dates of April the 16th through midnight, April the 21st, obviously they won't be able to sell fireworks. However, if we're not under a burn ban, they will. Plans. Do I have a motion?
Make a motion that we take the action on ordering authorization San Jacinto Day fireworks sales beginning April 16, 2026, and ending at midnight April 21st, 2026, in Marion County, Texas.
Second. Motion made by Lee, second by Madison. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number seven, discuss taking necessary action regarding resignation of Sheriff David Capp from the Cypress Valley Navigation District Board of Directors and effective immediately. And I also think you have that in your please accept this letter as my formal resignation from the Cypress Valley Navigation District Board of Directors representing Marion County effective immediately. It's been a privilege to serve on this board, contributing to the management of our local waterways, including discussion of road markers, maintenance, tree removal, and dredging activities. I appreciate the opportunity of working alongside my fellow board members from both Marion and Harrison County to serve the interests of our district. I wish the board continued success in its mission to maintain and improve the Cypress Valley Navigation District. I make a motion that we approve that letter of resignation.
Second.
Motion made by myself, second by Ashley. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Number eight, discuss taking necessary action on appointing members to Cypress Valley Navigation District Board of Directors. As this is a fairly important seat on the board, that is a hot topic at the moment. However,
do we have anyone express the interest?
We do.
Okay.
We do. However, this board, before everybody gets inflamed on what's happening with this board has absolutely nothing to do with water levels at Lake and Pines, on the river, or at Caddo Lake. Zero zilch, nada. They have nothing to do with the water. They can't control the water. They can request, they cannot control it. So with that being said, It has been, it's my understanding, I've spoken both to the sheriff and to Commissioner Lee. Commissioner Lee has made a point that he would like to serve on that board, and I would very much so think this commissioner's court would appreciate one of their own sitting on that board. So Commissioner Lee is asked to be placed on that board. I just need a motion.
I'll make the motion that we appoint Mr. Jerry Lee as next, taking his place of David Capps on the navigation board.
Second.
Motion made by Ashley, second by Webb, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item nine, discuss the taking necessary action on property renewal questionnaire through the Texas Association of Counties for July 2026 through July 2026, and authorizing the county judge to sign.
I recuse myself from that motion.
Yes, sir.
So.
Yeah, she's got it.
Okay.
She's got it. She don't miss it.
Gotcha.
She don't miss it.
It's in there.
I miss things. She don't miss it. She got it. But thank you, that is very important. Commissioner Lee made a point to state that he recused himself from the last vote. He wanted to make sure that we had it on record. I told him, clerk, she doesn't miss, I miss all the time, she don't miss it ever. Well, I wouldn't say that, I don't want to build you up too much, because then you might be mad at me, it'd be my fault. All right, so we're back to item number nine. Item number nine, Shannon, may I ask a question?
Yes.
On item number nine, property renewal questionnaire, have we removed the hospital from that questionnaire?
That is coming off this time.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because it's gone.
Yeah, so that's coming off. And I talked to Jamie, but I didn't get back with him. Do I need to go ahead and turn the utilities off or leave it on until they want us, maybe switch it over? I don't remember.
Mr. County Attorney?
Go.
Can we turn the utilities off at the hospital?
Yes.
Okay, there's your answer.
Okay.
The county attorney says spoken. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
We appreciate your wise wisdom of counsel.
Anytime.
All right, so the hospital's coming off.
Yes, the hospital's coming off. And then I got with each commissioner, and we added a couple of their items on here as well.
Good. Again, this is just the renewal questionnaire. We send it in, and they send us back what our...
Yeah, they have to look at what we submit before they send us the price.
Well, we're not at the price yet, guys.
Yeah, but I did put all the previous prices. This is one that started going up several years ago with all the... Unfortunately, our property rates are affected by everyone else, and it actually kind of started back... When was that? I don't remember what that was. Was it a hurricane that came through like the Houston area, and all those cars and everything got messed up? It started way back then that all the property insurance started going up since then. And so you can see the rates that it's previously been, but once we submit, they'll send back. And it should go down a little since we're taking some stuff off. But.
I make a motion that we take action on the property renewal questionnaire through the Texas Association of Counties for July 2026, July 2027, and authorize myself to sign.
Second.
Motion made by myself, second by Commissioner Patterson, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 10, discuss the taking necessary action regarding application for a .gov domain, authorizing county judge to approve online items submitted. Basically, what this is we're removing our web service into a different domain, to where one really cool and really great thing that this is going to do, it's going to take off the Libra.LaFleur@co.marion.tx.us.co.com, and it's just going to be .gov. Isn't that fantastic? You don't have to stand there for 15 minutes and try to put your email address on the back of someone's checkbook in the grocery store.
Yes, I make a motion to concerning the application for the .gov domain, authorizing our county judge to approve online submit.
Second.
Motion by Ashley, second by Lee, all in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 11, discuss taking initial action regarding Sierra website service change. Authorize the county judge to sign, as you can tell, the next one, two, three. Items 11, 12, and 13 are all regarding the internet and the domain changing. So unless you have questions, we can move through those three.
Make a motion to take action regarding the Sierra website service change. Authorize the county judge to sign.
That was the motion. I need a second.
Second.
Motion by Lee, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 12, discuss taking initial action regarding Sierra website add-on services. Authorizing the county judge to sign.
I make a motion to take necessary action regarding Sierra website add-on services. Authorizing county judge to sign.
Second.
Motion by Patterson, second by Ashley. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 13, discuss taking necessary action regarding Sierra service agreement. Authorizing county judge to sign. Same song, different dance, gentlemen.
I make a motion to take necessary action regarding Sierra services agreement. Authorizing county judge to sign.
Second.
Ooh.
Jacob started.
He got it.
Motion made by Webb, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 14, discuss taking necessary action regarding Jefferson Volunteer Fire Department comfort truck purchase. Today with us, we have Kimberly Parsons, who is an older woman of Ward 2. She would like to discuss item number 14 and provide information. Ms. Parsons, you have 3 minutes.
All right, so I had sent you an email, and I'm really not going to go over that again. I really appreciate Commissioner Ashley calling me. I wanted to let you know that I have forwarded all of your questions to the best person to answer most of those, which is Victor. But he is out of commission temporarily and couldn't be here today, so you're stuck with me. I'm the most junior member of the council, but we are meeting again tomorrow night. I'm trying to get all the answers to your questions. One of the big ones you had was, is it fair? So I told you that's a question you all have to answer. But what I can do is provide you with a reminder that the county receives half a cent of all the sales tax that the city of Jefferson generates. I think that's a significant contribution to the city coffers. It's about $360,000 or $400,000 a year. And I'd also just like you to keep in mind that your property tax rate for our citizens is actually higher than our own tax rate. So I think that the city of Jefferson is making a significant contribution to the county in those ways as well as others. And we just need, you know, perhaps to consider providing a little help to our fire department. They need this truck. I'm willing to look at some of the other options. We need to get with Victor, of course, to do that. I'm not a fire truck expert. Nobody wants me out there fighting fire, I assure you. So appreciate all of the volunteer fire departments and what they do. But we are having a meeting tomorrow night. If you want to tune in, the gym always makes an effort to put that live or watch afterward. If you have questions, you can forward them to me, and I'll get them to the people who can answer them, or to any of our older people and to our city staff. Is there anything that you thought of since our conversation that you wanted to add?
No, ma'am. Just that the other, I think there's three of the fire departments, I think Jenna said, that apply for that same grant.
Correct.
And I thought initially it was a 90-10 match, but it's a 95-5.
We talked about that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So my question is, Jackson, I guess, they already have their truck. Okay. But it's not equipped. They gave $310,000 for it. I think we discussed that.
We did.
And it holds 1,000 gallons. Is the one you're looking at is 2,000
gallons.
That's
correct.
Okay, so there's a $150,000 difference, and you're getting hauling half the water as Jackson can haul, but they're not equipped yet. So they're looking at probably what, they're 31,000, maybe 40, but there's still that difference. Okay,
so I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, my question is, have you considered looking at a truck around $310,000 or $315,000 that'll haul twice the water?
And I did take that question. Okay. I sent it to Victor, but again, he's taking care of a personal matter. He's going to be out a couple days. I'm willing to go look at anything. I think it's kind of funny for me to go look because I don't know, but I'm willing to go do that. But I just want, as we're looking ahead to the next budget term, we all maybe need to consider contributing a little bit more to all of our departments. I also heard your concerns about fundraisers, et cetera. We talked about that. Personally, I think it's unfortunate that our citizens have to have pancake suppers and flawed used shoes to pay for basic services. So I would like to see us, as the entities that are able to, contribute more. But.
Well, it's just, as I also talked about the shoes, like the Mims out there, they, hang on just a second.
You're good.
So I talked to Mims and the fire chief, and of course, with the ambulance service no longer there, they have zero income. They have already let go of their cleaning lady, that was $3,000 a year. And then the secretary that was answering the phone doing all that, that was another $2,000 a month. So they have scaled back because they have no income. So I agree. I think when Mr. Perot gets back, I think he can help us with a lot more of this information. And I think we need to continue this conversation.
Jim, do you have any questions? Do we want to table this?
Yes, a motion to table at the moment, especially until Richard gets back.
Second.
Motion to table by Ashley, second by Patterson.
With that being said, talking about the fire departments and their stuff, there is a fishing tournament out at Isle of View this weekend for Jackson. So that's a little bit.
So there'll be a fundraising fishing tournament out at Isle of View this weekend.
Saturday,
I believe. If you get, they have an event page on Facebook, on the Isle of View Facebook page. You can go in there and get all the rules and all the stuff you need.
We raised $5,000 last year for them.
For the fire department. Look at that. All right. Item number.
Motion.
Yes, I have a motion to table by Ashley, a second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion to table. It's passed. Item 15, court to enter an executive session pursuant to Government Code Section 551.076, deliberation regarding security devices or security audits. Before we clear the hour, I want to make a point. I didn't look this morning, but I'm going to ask the county clerk to see how many times this court has been into executive session in the last decade. Will you look that up? Okay, thank you. So, time is 9:28. The court is entering into an executive session pursuant to Government Code Section 551.076. Deliberating regarding security devices or security audits. Now I would like to clear the gallery and ask the county. Mr. Westbrook, we're sure proud to take the flag. Find that much hair out there.
You just think
you want to sit against the wall.
Hey, Jack, are you saying what's the reason you have here? Don't think that I'm a good person.
He's like a kid. He is treated like a
kid. I ask everyone to remove their covers, please. All right, the time is now 9:41 a.m. We are out of executive session. No decisions were made and no votes were taken while this court was in executive session. We will move on to item number 16. Discuss and take any necessary action on executive session concerning security devices. Just so everyone is aware, nobody thinks that something's happening and we don't get any conspiracy theories on us. Item number 15, deliberation regarding security devices or security audits. There are certain things that happen within this building, within this county, that the sheriff relies on, I wouldn't say secrecy, but some form of ways of moving about where people don't know that it's the sheriff moving about. And we are in the process of discussing some of that currently. That's the reason we ask everyone out for the executive session. And we're going to come out and we're going to vote on it without calling it by name. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make the motion on item number 16 that we take the necessary actions from our executive session concerning security devices that the sheriff wants to purchase. Shannon, will you give me a number, a dollar amount limit?
It's $7,000.
Not to exceed $7,000. Motion was made by myself. Shannon, are you good with that motion?
That's how it is, correct?
Yes.
Second.
Motion made by myself, second by Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 17. Discuss take any necessary action concerning water and sewer infrastructure, House Bill 500. Direct appropriations project. I have nothing to report. Shannon, do you have anything to report?
May I ask something on that, Judge? I mean, do we have any idea who we can call to find anything else about that?
She's sitting right there.
Okay.
She's sitting right there in a black shirt.
She's the middleman on this.
On this side of it, she's the boss lady. So she is the county's direct representative working with the Texas Water Board. She's the only person that conducts business with them concerning the county of Marion.
Okay, thank you.
So I have nothing to report. Shannon, do you have anything? Okay. No action taken on item number 17. Item number 18. Discuss taking this action on any updates regarding the hospital building. So for this court, for me to update you, since we don't do things out of the purview of the public, number 18 is for me to update you gentlemen on the hospital. Well, Monday, I signed a contract with the company that's purchasing the hospital, so we don't own the hospital anymore. It's sold.
The hospital is sold. We got the $100.
And it was a little over $100. We made it on them. They paid with a credit card, and we charged 3.95% on top of that. So we got it for a little over. So the hospital is sold. We no longer own that property. Shannon, we can turn off all the utilities.
Okay.
Put that thing back on the tax rolls.
Quit insurance.
And quit paying insurance on that
yes.
thing. Praise the Lord for that.
Yep.
I have nothing else to report on item number 18. Shannon, do you have anything you need to add?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn by Commissioner Ashley, second by Commissioner Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for adjourning. JR, just in time. You got 14 minutes to start drilling in your mouth.